On this day, in 1945, the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on the Japanese city of Nagasaki. More than 70,000 people died in the explosion that hastened the end of World War II. It took a month and a half for American ships to deploy to Nagasaki. Even then, the sailors were taken aback by the obliteration. Reporter Kurt Nickisch has the story of one of them.
Considering how he grew up, it's hard to believe that Rudy Bulman witnessed the dawn of the nuclear age. He was born in 1926 on a small South Dakota farm, no electricity, no running water. He remembers all of this, sitting in his living room easy chair today, how the Navy assigned him, fresh off the farm, to the USS Tyrell.
Oh my gosh. It was sitting in the water by San Francisco there. I didn't think they could make something that big that would float. You know, it's like a big building, a big old barn or something floating in the water.
The Tyrell was carrying Marines and supplies for the planned invasion of the Japanese mainland, plans that ended with the atomic bombs. The war over, Bulman's ship got orders to sail to Nagasaki, where they could smell the stench of death before they even got there.
And we knew something was up. The stink. Oh, you know, our ship's got big ventilation fans. And that was pumping it down into our engine room, that smell. You just about gagged just by breathing it. I hadn't eaten breakfast yet that morning because I had just come off watch, and I couldn't go eat. Nobody could eat.
It was the 23rd of September, 1945, when the Tyrell pulled into the Nagasaki Harbor, the first U.S. ship in. Bulman remembers how two Japanese boys helped tie the ship to the dock. He says sailors tossed oranges and apples down to them. The boys, maybe 8 years old, devoured every one.
They was just starved to death, and they had sores. Eyes were all matted and running. Their ears were dripping with matter. The sides of their mouth was all festered.
The boys with radiation sickness were the only living people anyone on the Tyrell saw in Nagasaki, and the ship moored there for 5 days. Bulman could see the power of the bomb wherever he looked.
There just wasn't nothing standing there. It ain't like a tornado piled up and pushed together. And like this was just flattened out, you know, burnt, just gone.
When Bulman came home from the war to South Dakota, his father wanted to celebrate Rudy's safe return with smoked fish, a real delicacy then on the prairie. But for Rudy, it only recalled what he'd experienced at Nagasaki.
I sat down, I took one bite, and I had to get up, walk outside, and throw up. And Ma looked at me and asked me, "What's wrong?" I says, "I can't eat that fish. Something in the back of my mouth," I said, "just smells like it was over in Japan. And to this day, I can't eat it. Smoked fish. I don't even try it no more."
Despite such visceral memories, Bulman remembers the bombing that killed and sickened more than 100,000 Japanese civilians as, above all, the end of the war. It meant he could return to the family farm where he still lives today. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch.